Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I want to know. I got to know what the addresses are. Not the addresses. That's bad. The area codes. I need all your personal addresses.
Well, you want zip codes for this.
Yes. What are the zips? What are the area codes for the people who have bought Shedeur Sanders jersey? He leads all rookies, not Browns rookies, all rookies in jersey sales.
That's amazing.
Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, they're second and third. Shedeur Sanders
is
number one.
That's part of it. If you're a Tennessee fan, Cam Ward went to help me out.
Tennessee, Miami.
Right, we've totally forgotten because he got overshadowed from one of the draft. As he's walking to the stage, they're like, oh, the Browns have made a trade. Like, it's absolutely incredible how his draft was kind of spoiled in that way. But you would think, hey, his entire fan base would be buying his jersey.
And they have.
And not enough. Not enough to overcome Shedeur Sanders.
Not enough, because you add Browns fans in with, honestly, Browns fans buy a lot of jerseys. You add Browns fans in with Shedeur Sanders fans.
Do they?
Right. Well,
that was the other thing I want to know.
Yes.
Like, if you're a Browns
people
fan.
People bought the Flacco jersey after his career was over.
That's what I don't get.
Browns,
if you're a Browns fan, why are you still buying jerseys? Why wouldn't you wait? Why wouldn't you wait until it's established? You think you're the one fan base.
Why is the grass green, Anthony?
You would think if
that's what they do.
You're the one fan base, and especially in this region where not to do Dusty Rhodes, Kenny, but you know, hard times.
Hard
right?
times,
hard
Danny.
Times. And yet you're still buying jerseys no matter what. Unless it's just a gag. Unless that's all people are doing, it's a gag every time.
They give him a watch, kick him in the butt, and say, hey, Shedeur Sanders took your place, Danny. That's hard times.
216-474-0092. Sorry, I had to do it.
I wanted you to do it.
Okay. This is bizarre. I don't know how to handle this. I really don't. He has come to Cleveland, and damn it, he's just taking the job, it seems.
Asked yesterday if the tie goes to the runner in these situations, because you would think if it's close. Yeah, I know. They made their pick in the third round for Dylan Gabriel. But if it's close, they're going to look around and the merchandise and the people in the front office and season tickets, they're going to look around and go, everybody's wearing Sanders jerseys here.
Dylan Gabriel needs to get his ass here and start campaigning.
Yes.
I don't know what you're doing, but you need to get here, sir, and start campaigning for this because it's open. You got Shedeur Sanders showing up in the community, talking to the kids, which is a huge thing. You got him showing up to Cleveland. He's running the hill. Walter Payton ran the hill, man. You get people excited for you. If he's any good at all, and he should be somewhat good at all, then he's making the team. Like, it's basically like a guaranteed roster spot. I don't know what you do with the other ones.
Also, guys, I hate to say it, like, if you looked at the win total, like, everybody thinks you're going to be bad. So if you're going to be bad, wouldn't you keep the guy selling jerseys?
Well, you would keep the guy. If he's that bad, I mean, I don't know. I'd like to say any idiot can sell a lot of jerseys, but this is not any idiot that's selling a lot of jerseys. I mean, there's definitely goofball jerseys out there, but this is something. And I think so many people are buying this jersey. This is definitely a line in the sand that they've drawn. And I think if you're the Browns, I know that you're supposed to be in the football business and the winning business, but they took two first-round picks for next year knowing that they probably could go after their quarterback next year. And so this is an opportunity for Dillon Gabriel, for Kenny Pickett, but notably for Shedeur Sanders here, let's call it what it is, for Shedeur Sanders to step up and take the job and make them get weapons for him in the first round instead of drafting their quarterback next year. This is his opportunity. For everything that was said that was nasty, for everything that people wanted to rip on him for during the draft process last week, here we are 1 week later, he leads the league in jersey sales for rookies. You have to look at this both as an entity that you want to win football games because you want to win, but there's also an entertainment factor here. And there's also a fan happiness factor here. And I think there are definitely some people who don't like Shedeur Sanders and don't want Shedeur Sanders here playing for the Browns. I think they're a very vocal, very small minority. Maybe there's some people who secretly love that Shedeur Sanders here. There's definitely some young people that love that Shedeur Sanders here. And because we do not have a quarterback set for the future here, I'm open-minded to anything. And by the way, you hear it in my voice. I know that fans love Joe Flacco over the last couple of years. And here I am thinking, hey, man, I might have to face facts by the end of all this process. He may very well be the odd man out. He's 40 years old. Where's his future at in the NFL? If another team has another injury go down, guys, don't get mad at me, but you're going to get mad at me here. If another team has a guy go down, what's stopping them from trading for Joe Flacco for a $4 million salary? Now, I got to take a look at the ins and outs of that contract, but what's stopping them from trading Joe Flacco for a sixth-round pick or a fifth-round pick and getting themselves a backup? Because backups are important. If you want to hand the job over to Kenny Pickett, if you want to hand the job over to Shedeur Sanders, or Dillon Gabriel, for that matter. Because this is a star. Stars drive this league. Do you want to let that star leave? You can put him on the practice squad if you want to. I don't think, as much as Daryl said it would, I don't think that another team would go and snatch him up the way the fans would. Because clearly, there's a line between the fans and where the teams are now. This is hard to get our heads around here. This is new. This is crazy. 216-474-0092. Patrick in Cleveland. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I think it's feel like he'll get a spot on the roster for what we're doing here right now. I'm listening to you guys entertained today like crazy. So great job this morning.
Thank you.
He'll get a spot for the entertainment value. But I'm like you. I want to know where they're shipping these things to. And do we put it past his camp to just go out and buy them all and prove that he can sell the most jerseys? His friends order them.
Reckless speculation.
That is outrageously thought-provoking.
I mean, the guy's entertaining for sure.
Wow.
I just think him and his boys might be out there buying them.
Wait a minute. That's $130 a pop. How many jerseys have they sold? That's a hell of a lot of money. I don't think they would go and spend that much money.
I wish we knew how many.
Can you?
Yeah, I try to find out how many, thinking, okay, well, is it 500 jerseys or 5,000? But we don't know how many. Well, somebody knows.
Once they're shipped. Do they resell the jerseys on his website? Is that what they do?
No, I think they're just buying them.
I think we have to...
They're going to end up at the local Goodwill store at some point.
They're just going to buy them and give them away,
just hit
huh?
this one more time.
Reckless speculation.
I think
now
we just have to accept this, man.
He is selling two legendary stuff on his website, which maybe it's a laundering scheme.
He has a huge fan base that I think fans knew about, but they didn't know how big it was. And I think it's coast to coast. It's sea to shining sea, man. And I really want to know how many of them are actually local Browns fans? How many of them have area codes like where we're at right now? Or are they, because I do think that matters a little bit to what I'm saying, but sales are sales. They're all trying to make a national footprint.
And
they're all trying to be
the
Cowboys.
What do you think this will actually look like at training camp come August?
There's going to be a lot of Shedeur Sanders jerseys in those stands.
When the public is there, is it going to be loaded?
If he throws decently at all, there's going to be a lot of Shedeur Sanders jerseys in those stands, and there's going to be a lot of those puppies named after Shedeur Sanders over there when they give away those puppies. Robert in Cleveland, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, Robert.
I'm call me crazy, but I think it's the African-American community across the country helping sell those jerseys.
Okay, why?
If you look at the optics, in our culture, we feel Shador was blackballed and not given a chance through those rounds. Whether it's true or not, it's what we think. And when he got drafted, I'm going to give you an example. My wife, who don't know nothing about football or care to know, she knew Shador didn't get drafted. She heard me talking to my brothers on the phone about the draft, and she heard me mention the Sanders boy, as she said. And I told her, yeah, he just got picked. She said, by who? I said, the Browns picked him. She lit up. She wants a jersey.
So do you think it would be, let me ask you this, if he were picked by the Los Angeles Chargers, do you think it would be the same thing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, Robert.
A lot of the African Americans think it goes back to, they think that they didn't give the black kid a chance. So now he's got the community on his side. You might not believe me, but I'm telling you, I think he got the culture on his side.
That is so interesting, Robert, because obviously Cam Ward got taken number one overall and got the chance. So what is it about Shador? Is that he has the whole broadcasting wing, the whole production company wing, that every step, because a lot of these kids do put a lot of stuff on Instagram, and but you've got somebody doing a TV show. I mean, there's 7 videos that have come out since he's been drafted on the Deion Sanders and the Sanders family website. Is it just that he's so much more famous than Cam Ward?
I want to get to a few more of you guys. 216-474-0092. And then by 7:30, we got to get into this. My son ends up, I'm just going to tell you, my son ends up calling up a NFL draftee. My son can pay the fine. I ain't paying a damn thing. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'll sue my own son. If my son's an adult, he's 21 years old and does that, I'll take it out of his ass. He ain't getting a dime out of me. No.
Well, with the amount of kids that were drafted that got phone calls, it seems like you're more likely now than ever to have to worry about this. Everybody got a phone call.
7:30, that's coming up. But Shador Sanders leads the league in jersey sales for rookies. Is this guaranteeing him a spot? Which, I mean, we've had friends text us and be like, guys, you're answering your own questions. I mean, who else is there? I mean, you want Dillon Gabriel to talk, but here's Shador Sanders. Like, he does have a bit of an infectious thing, and I got to tell you, I thought that was a really nice thing, him showing up at the high school yesterday. I do think that matters. I do find myself getting defensive of him. The stuff about, well, why does he have a camera for following him around? And I texted you yesterday, go, well, wait a minute. I know Nick Chubb's done it in the NFL, but
it feels like they all have cameras following him around today.
Exactly. That's the future of it, and we all feel good when we see videos of Nick Chubb working out. Now, Nick Chubb has done a lot for the Cleveland Browns, so there is a difference there. But wait a minute. We have a guy who has cameras on him when he lifts 600 pounds, when he jumps over boxes, when he does those sort of things. Why can't Shador Sanders have people around him? Why can't you create your own entity that you're able to make money off of?
Right now, you wonder come training camp, like rookie mini camp, is Well Off Media, which is Shador and that production company.
Yeah.
Will they be chronicling every single move, and how will that be taken in by the Browns and the organization? I mean, they drafted him knowing this has been the deal over the last year.
That was, and I think that maybe you got halfway through the third round and things like that, and then all of a sudden it does become a consideration. Going, well, wait a minute. If we do bring him in, then you have everything else. And there is a thought where, and I've felt this way, where usually a fifth-round pick you see and you don't hear. And I thought maybe it might be that way. It ain't going to be that way for him. It ain't going to be that way for him. I lasted about 3 minutes thinking something like that. It ain't going to be that way. He is here. He is going to have people following him around. Ultimately, he's going to be able to play the football. He's going to have to actually be able to play the game and lead everybody around and get a veteran locker room to follow him, or he ain't going to be around. But the beauty of this situation is you already know what the goal is for next year. That's why you got 2 first-round picks. You don't need to sit there and tank it all out and cut all your veterans like you did in 2016. But you need to find out whether or not those guys have it. And then you got to figure out whether or not you're taking a quarterback. So you have every opportunity. He, Kenny Pickett, Dillon Gabriel, you guys have every single opportunity to go out and take that job. But I would tell you this, with the amount of following he has more of an opportunity than the other two. Kenny Pickett ain't got that following. Dillon Gabriel ain't got that following.
No, not even close.
No, No siree. Tim in Painesville, you're first up on the Fan. Yellow.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Tim.
Let me tell you something. All of Northeast Ohio, all of the entire country knows what's going to happen, and that's why they're buying these jerseys. Sanders is going to start about halfway through the year. It's going to go maybe 500, show some flashes. And guess what? Those two picks that we got for next season to pick that transformative quarterback, they're going to blame everything except the quarterback. They're going to pick a wide receiver, a lineman, you know, to try to help Sanders out. And guess what? We're in the same situation that we were with Baker for 4 or 5 years. I see it coming.
Well, I'll tell you this. Can I tell you this, Tim? I'd rather be in the situation we were in with Baker. I know that I didn't see the forest for the trees there, and nobody could have seen it being this bad. I'll take that moment than I will any of the stuff that we've dealt with over the last 3 years. So I will take arguing over whether or not Baker can win a playoff game over whether or not he's even worth paying or whether or not he's even worth playing or how we can get out of a contract. Like, I'd much rather do that. Yeah, if that's the future of Shedeur Sanders, and fine, sign me up. I don't care.
But think about all the stuff that we had to deal with Baker off the field, the commercials, the back, like, parking lot shady stuff that went on.
Well, I don't know the parking lot shady stuff I'm not going to comment on. The commercials I had no problem with. I mean, you're entitled to make money on your own name.
The off-field stuff, times about 1,000 with Shedeur. You know, it's coming, man. And I wish we would have just stuck to our plan. You know, the Browns, they redeemed themselves in my eyes. When they got those two first-round picks, I texted my entire family, and I said, wow, look it. They're making the right moves. They're finally going in the right direction. I'm going to keep my season tickets. And guess what? They picked Shedeur, and I said, yep, here we go.
Well, let me ask you this, Tim. Brown. Who would you like to bring in next year as that transformative quarterback?
Oh, man, honestly, I like the Drew Aller kid from Penn State. I think he's got upside. He's a local kid. He's that perfect, humble. He can throw the ball a mile. He's got some athletic talent.
So what if he does commercials? Are you going to be mad if he does commercials?
Oh, I mean, it depends on what kind of commercials he does, I guess. I don't know. He doesn't have much of a personality. I will tell you that. I don't think he's a camera limelight kind of guy.
All right, Tim, thank you very much for the call. Guys, I think you're afraid of the future if you're afraid of this. There may be better quarterbacks, but there are quarterbacks that see this guy right now, and they're learning what to do and maybe what not to do, and they're going to do these things.
Guys, go down to Columbus. If you have a chance and you feel like going down 71 and you're in the Columbus television market, you've got all the current Buckeyes on commercials right now.
Yes.
That's the way of we are in the future now.
If
they all got paid endorsement money, they all got NIL money. You're seeing those guys more than the guys that are actually on TV.
Drew Aller's a local guy. He'll be in every local television spot that you could possibly find. He'll be in every commercial break. He'll be in every commercial break. He will get paid a nice salary, and then he will be paid so much more because he will be a car dealership, local businesses. He will be in every single commercial break. You can guarantee a kid from Medina. Yeah, that's fish in a barrel. Or if you want Arch Manning, that's going to be an entirely different circus of altogether. This is the beginning. This is the future of what the position is. These guys are not going to be quiet. And really, the very best, we haven't let them be quiet. Patrick Mahomes, I don't think he's that outgoing and gregarious at the beginning of his career. We make these guys stars. We make them stars. Josh Allen was a no-star guy from Wyoming. Now look at what Josh Allen is for a lot of people. Like, we make you a star. We are going to push you to that level. You really can't be, if you're a good quarterback in this league, we can't let you be quiet. Scott on the road, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys.
Scott, hey.
What's that?
Hi, Scott. Go ahead, bud.
All right, I got a couple points. You keep talking about jersey sales.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And the popularity, you do realize that the NFL shares that revenue. So it doesn't matter if Shedeur Sanders sells a Bills jersey, a Broncos jersey, a Cowboys jersey.
I do realize that. Yes.
Jimmy Haslam gets 1/32nd of that.
Yes.
The NFL probably has an interest in him selling a jersey, but his jersey sales don't really push
but
Jimmy Haslam to make
you're not,
a decision.
Scott, you're not seeing the bigger point here. If he's selling that many jerseys already as a fifth-round pick, what the hell else can I sell with him? There's an agreement in their contracts that they must do certain amounts of team partner activities based in their contract as a member of a football team that's with all 32 teams. So if he's already selling that many jerseys in the NFL, if this kid makes the team and he's any good at all, what else am I going to be able to push with him? I'm going to put him on every billboard in the world that I possibly can.
I totally get that part of it, but let's not forget he was drafted fifth round behind another quarterback who is an absolute dog. Check out Gabriel's stats and where his status is among NCAA quarterbacks. Uh-huh. The guy's no slouch. And if the Browns really love
right
Shedeur
around Timmy
that much,
Chang and Graham Harrell.
I knew you were going to bring that out. Damn it, I knew you were going to do that.
Cole Brennan stack up.
We have been through so many different popularity contests that we have lost. There's no reason that you put the most popular guy on the field. You put the guy on the field that wins you games.
Yeah.
Popularity contests get us good draft picks. It doesn't get us wins.
Uh-huh.
We've got to focus on what's going to put W's on the scoreboard and not how many ticket sales or how many jerseys.
Yes.
Right? And we're trying to win football games.
Yes.
Shedeur Sanders was drafted after every other quarterback in
the
draft.
Yes, he was.
Nobody liked him. His talent has not been able to write a check to balance out what his attitude has been writing or talking about. So let's take a big step back and realize he's got a huge hill to climb to be a QB1 in this team.
I think we're realizing it right now that if he's going to have – Kenny Pickett's going to have to play to a high level. Dylan Gabriel's going to have to play to a high level. This was a guy who one week ago today, Scott, was seen as better than any of these guys. Kenny Pickett or Dylan Gabriel. So he might have been humble to this level. Dylan Gabriel's going to have to outperform him. If he performs to any level, he's going to be playing this year.
The funny thing, though, about that call is that you wouldn't know it. Kenny Pickett was the first-round pick. Dylan Gabriel was a third-round pick.
Yes.
So, you know, he's acting like Dylan Gabriel's just going to show off all these amazing skills that dropped him in a bad draft down to the third round.
There is a clip here that I want everybody to hear. This is yesterday with – is this the call or is this –
So we have both.
Okay.
You want to hear the call first or do you want to hear the explanation first?
Let's
hear the explanation.
Let's hear the explanation first. This is Mason Graham yesterday on Afternoon Drive. Go ahead.
That was a real video. I got prank called, but it's kind of weird how it all came along. So the Browns, Andrew Berry, and then Coach Stefanski, and everyone called me up for my FaceTime video off of Cleveland area code, obviously. And then I answered that, had my conversation, told me they were picking me. I was really excited. Then I got another call like a few seconds after I hung up the phone from another Cleveland number. So I thought it was just like someone from the staff reaching out to me with more information on what's next. So I answered the phone. And then it was someone trying to be Coach Stefanski, but I was kind of confused with the whole thing because they prank called me after I got picked. So he was like, this is Coach Stefanski here, we're going to pick you. I was kind of confused, and then he obviously had his moment of glory or whatever you may call that. But yeah, I've just been trying to deal with it. You know, there's a lot of people calling me, so I'm going to have to get a new phone here or something.
Another Cleveland number called him. That happened to Mason Graham. On draft night, he gave that answer during an Afternoon Drive here at 92.3thefan.com and on the free Odyssey at Mason Graham there. Do we have audio of the call?
Yes.
How did we get audio of the call?
The video's out there. Mitch,
all right.
Mitch can answer that probably better.
So cameras are following around Mason Graham now?
Oh, boy.
We can't play him.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead, Mitch. How did we get this?
Now he's going to do a commercial.
Yeah. No, the video was made by the people who made the phone call, like the Sanders incident.
Okay, they put it out there? All right.
So the pranker made the video.
So here's...
Yes.
You've edited this correctly, correct?
Correct.
Okay, have your finger on that button. Here we go. This is the call that it was allegedly placed to Mason Graham.
Hello?
Hey, is this Mason?
Yes, sir.
Hey, is this Kevin Stefanski with the Cleveland Browns? You want to be a Brown buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right, bring your ass. Dumb no chance, bro. Go box. You clown. You're a clown. You're actually a clown.
God, I got kids. Talking about Johnny Manziel vibes. That was
they all sound like the Paul brothers to me today.
Yeah, that was the Cash Phone vibes.
They just all sound the same. So he said it was an area code from Northeast Ohio.
Yeah,
I guess it stands to reason he played at Michigan that he would have some Ohio friends, and you know, you can get phone numbers sometimes. It doesn't make sense unless we just have defensive coordinator kids around the country just handing over phone numbers this all over the place.
This goes from Jeff Albrecht, who is the defensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons. His son, 21-year-old Jax, got the number of Shador Sanders, the NFL number of Shador Sanders, called prank, bad prank. This one sucked too. You don't just yell cuss words at guys, for crying out
the
loud.
The difference there was Shador had got a phone number specifically for the draft to receive the phone call. It seems that Mason Graham's was just to the cell phone number that he's probably had his whole life.
The NFL fined the Falcons $250,000. Then they turned around and fined Jeff Ulbrich $100,000.
The NFL also fined Jeff
Ulbrich. Yes, not the Falcons. The NFL fined Jeff Ulbrich $100,000, which is 1/16 of a salary, which if you took 1/16 out of any of our salaries, would still be a fight in the front yard with your kid. My issue is, he's 21 years old. Go find him. If the kid did something nefarious, can I or can I not trust my things being left in my home? Do I have to hold things tight at all times? Why are you taking $100,000 out of my pocket there? Tell me I'm wrong, please. If he were 15 years old, he's my kid. I'm responsible for him. I guess I got to pay the fiddler here, and we're going to have to get this all figured out. This is a 21-year-old grown man. Sue him.
Yeah, so
go after him.
They're going after because they feel like this is a breach of security, proprietary information, anything that's supposed to be, you know, private, that they feel like it's his fault if it got into their hands. Like, what if somebody broke into their house and stole their Rolodex? Like, if they had a Rolodex from the 1960s, is he on the hook then? Like, how does it work?
Is it supposed
to be in the gun safe?
The son is an adult. What?
Is it supposed to be in the gun safe?
I don't know anything about that. Why do you ask me?
Answer about the gun safe.
Please. I don't need to know
where the guns are.
I will answer that off the air. I probably should answer that on the air. It'd probably be good advice. However, I'm going to answer that off the air because it's not germane to this conversation, certainly. Should I be fined if my 21-year-old son does a dumbass move like that?
It does seem like an overreach here to try to get the message out, to send a statement.
Oh, it's definitely a thing to stop everybody else from doing this someday.
But who's doing it?
And to hold it close.
How often has it been doing
that? Why on earth does the defensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons have a quarterback's number?
Yeah,
why on earth does the defensive coordinator need the number in the first
place? That's the part that I come back to. Why does the NFL have some black book with all the phone numbers of all? They don't need it. They don't need it. There's only so many individuals, the GMs and the coaches. And really, they don't both need them. Only one needs them. And if they're standing together, they can make their phone call.
If you're a guy who's a father of a 21-year-old, should you be held responsible for such a thing? Jeff Ulbrich, the defensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons, he's fined $100,000. And I go, why? The son is 21 years old. If the son was 13 years old, fine, yeah. Son's 21 years old. He's an adult. Does he pay taxes?
But the NFL can't find the son.
So? Sue the son. Why are you coming after me?
They can sue the son, yeah.
I didn't, unless the NFL knows without a shadow of a doubt, I went to my son and went, here's Shador Sanders' number, son. Have fun tonight. Like, no, he's an adult.
But it's Jeff Albrecht's fault.
Then guess who's son?
His employer, is fining him for not securing his document.
And then I'm going to turn around and I'm going to sue my own son. Because my son has stolen information from me. Because my son was not supposed to see that.
I said it the other day. I'd whoop my son's ass for it. And I'm serious.
What if he...
We would have a physical confrontation.
This is great.
Yeah, I can
see that. What if the coordinator... What if he went after litigation over his son? He sued his son. He went after him in civil court. He tried to press charges
Put it on hot bench right now.
Stealing information.
Let me get to Justin and Lorraine. Justin, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say I have a 21-year-old son, and the way I'd approach it is I'd say you're a dummy and say, now you got a bill. You owe me.
I don't know how he's going to pay $100,000 back. The only thing I could think of, the kid's he's a student at Ole Miss, right? Correct. All right, if you're a student at Ole Miss,
you're on the hook, though, not your son.
Well, that's the thing. I assume that Jeff is paying the bill for the education at Ole Miss. I'm sorry, right, son. Right, you are right, not. I'm not paying this anymore. You are on your own. Whatever happens to you, you got to deal with the consequences. You just cost me $100,000.
Exactly, but that's already been litigated. Now, like I said, you just tell your son you owe me $100,000, whether you pay it over time or what. That's a bill now. You made a dumb choice, and now you're going to pay it.
I don't know how he's going to ever be able to pay me back the $100,000.
Oh, I know how.
How?
He's got to go the Nepo baby route and hire him on the staff under him.
I mean, he's playing.
You're a position coach now. Then he's going to have access to more numbers.
The kid's playing for Ole Miss. He's getting money.
He's playing for Ole Miss? That money's mine now. Any NIL is mine. Justin, I'm dead ass serious.
What I'm saying.
Yeah. Maybe he has a chance.
Thank you, Justin.
He could be the new Jerky Boys, and that's how he could market himself.
I will tell you this, though. Owen's kids are a little older and more trustworthy.
And noted prank callers in the community.
Of course.
No, his kids are actually, I don't think.
We have a real crank yankers upstairs at my house. It's crazy.
I don't think that this is germane to his kids. Yours are too young. Still, but maybe this is in your future.
I don't know. Mason called me the other day.
Yeah, twice. R-I-Z-Z-O.
I have started closing the door when I'm on the phone with you. Not just for several F-bombs that I'm going to drop, which, boy, I got to start realizing that you have the car phone on and Izzy's in the back seat. Because, boy, the other day,
it
was just one F-bomb after another. Went, oh, I forgot. Sorry. My son's going to be 10. He's got a big mouth. And there is part of me that goes, like, guys, I don't. There's a lot of things about a lot of NFL teams that we get information about, and there's a lot of things that I've held in, but I tell Lima because Lima usually knows him before I do. What if he hears something? What if he takes information? Mm-hmm. What am I going to do? I mean, I joke about how I try to fight my son in the front yard. There was a time you could do that. Now we can't do that anymore. What am I going to do? Because I would be responsible for him. He's
fight
not
him
an
in
adult
the backyard.
Yet. I can't get into a physical altercation with the boy. And I'm thinking this is why I'm so taken aback by this. Go, your son's 21 years old. He's a grown man. I swear to you, I think I would sue my own son. For the fine that it's taken in. And by the way, son, the juice is running. I have to get one of my lawyers to call in to see if that's even possible.
Is there going to be a way? I'm with you.
Because you stole personal information
totally
from me.
Is there any way? This seems like such a fringe problem, but because so many kids got called, the NFL is going to, in a big way, probably overreact. And you know, to some extent, rightfully so. I mean, you have a lot of kids on draft day getting these phone calls. It wasn't just one, obviously. Now it feels like half the draft got a phone call. So what does the NFL do because of this? What really is a solution going forward to protect the phone numbers? How do they protect their playbooks? What do you got to encrypt?
I think if you're a draft pick, if you're a possible draft pick, I guess you just have to change your phone number before the draft anymore. Because the prank calls are dumb. They're not even funny. The one to Mason Graham was just dumb. The one that was actually to Shador Sanders, that didn't even get off the ground. I mean, I will laugh at funny things. They're not funny. They're not well done. So you're wasting time, and now you're wasting my money. If you're going to get a $100,000 fine, you might as well have made it funny and did some crank yanker stuff. You didn't even do that. It was dumb. It was stupid.
Did you hear what Florio also brought into play here?
What?
Tell me if you think this is...
Florio wants to say it, send everybody to jail.
He does.
So now I want to hear this.
Mass incarceration for everybody around the game.
Probably wants to send him to the gulag or something. Go ahead. What do you want?
Well, at least in one country.
What's
maybe.
He say?
So do you? Florio brought up that there's so much sensitive information that the NFL has.
Uh-huh.
Because of gambling that they don't want out, or they don't want people taking advantage. Do you think he's going too far in saying that the NFL, this is very problematic because there could be people within the league offices or within the teams that could be dictating the bets of the lines, knowing about the safety of players? And so he's extrapolating this to the nth degree.
Well, once you get in business with these things, that becomes a bit of a problem. That becomes a concern. I think he's right to have a concern there. Yes.
Doesn't the NFL need to take some ownership in this too? And in the fact that they're still contacting these, Mason Graham is getting called on the phone number that he's probably had since he was 12 years old and
got everybody gets a new phone. The NFL gives everybody a new phone.
I mean, how many
300 Zoom, guys?
How many Zoom conferences do we do with coaches and GMs and all that? Why do we not have a private line of that prospects go log into and NFL teams log into, and that's how they contact? And you
it feels
there.
Like there is a way.
And at least you're seeing them in front, because like Graham said, he got FaceTimed on from the Browns, from the actual Browns, before his sprint call.
Let me get to Glenn in Shaker Heights. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, guys. Look, I am actually a data privacy lawyer, and welcome to the rabbit hole.
Wow.
You know, thinking about this stuff, because this stuff, you know, the more you think about it, the more dangerous it is. And from my perspective, the NFL is punishing the team for, you guys brought up a great point. Why does the defensive coordinator have this information? If you provide the personal information of very high profile people, you have a very large responsibility to take care of it. And now that the defensive coordinator has it, he has a responsibility to make sure nobody gets it. So to me, this is not so much punishing for the prank. It is indirectly, but to me, it's more like you guys have to do a better job of taking care of this stuff. And this is a message for the rest of the teams to say, you cannot allow this sort of thing to happen. And to answer your question, absolutely, he can sue his son, but good luck collecting.
That's what I was going to – oh, damn it. Well, can I put a lien on him for the rest of his life?
Well, he's got a lot of lawns to mow, I guess, but I don't know exactly
that'd be great.
What you can do to get $100,000 from this kid. So, go ahead and sue him, but you'll get a piece of paper saying that he was, you know, liable for it. But, yeah, you're not going to see a dime.
Damn it. And I got to pay my lawyer, and I got to pay court costs and all the other stuff, don't I?
Yep, you're screwed.
Damn it! Glenn, thank you for the call. I can't disown him, can I? Over money, can I disown my son over $100,000?
I think it'd be better to disown him than sue him.
But I don't want to shut him or disown him or anything like that, because I want to throw it in his face every chance I get.
You can do a public disowning and then...
Like 20 years from now, I go, where's that $100,000 you owe me? Because you're an idiot.
Right.
What are you going to get that money for me? Damn it.
My parents could probably say that just off of normal things that I, you know,
get
ruined.
Just get a lawyer on the phone. Can I garnish my son's wages?
We just had a lawyer.
I know. Get another lawyer on the phone. I didn't like the good luck collected part. I want to collect on it.
The good luck.
I'd be forced to. I'd have to sue my son. That's the only way I give him a lesson. I'd have to sue him.
He would definitely not be able to buy snacks for all his friends at
that's a whole other thing. Yeah, my son would definitely be willing to do that. My son's goofy. To make his buddies laugh, he would definitely take somebody's number. You guys will prank Joe Thomas?
I mean, that's what I come back to. When I was 21, I would 100% try to do something like this. And then in today's age, trying to create content.
When you were 21?
Yes. Yes, I would have absolutely tried to do this.
That's a little old. I wasn't doing this when I was 21.
Might have tried it at 41.
Especially with as famous as Shador is, this would have made everybody at 34 East 18th at Ohio State go nuts.
Really?
Yes.
Man, I think I got to tell you, by the time I graduated high school, those days were done. Those days were probably long done, too. Pranking people on the phone? Yeah. You do this? Gosh, you are really petty. And immature as well.